you've probably never heard of Kaffir corn. I've returned back the clock a century, and you may have been hearing about it on national radio. In fact, the miracle crop even had its own festival that attracted thousands. The event raised lots of dollars, which helped pay for an important item in El Dorado, Kansas. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the late 1800s, farmers and ranchers near El Dorado, Kansas, began planting a new crop called Kaffir corn, a forerunner of what we today might call milo or sorghum. It quickly replaced corn as a valuable feedstock for cattlemen.
This crop became so profitable that about 1911, they decided to start holding the Kaffir corn carnivals. It was like a harvest celebration.
Renee Albert shares the story of the giant celebration. The 1911 event drew over 20,000 people to the town of 3,000.
People found it very inviting to travel from all over the United States, and they would come to our Kaffir corn carnivals. They would set up like these little tent cities. We had to start building more hotels.
The El Dorado Kaffir corn festival's proceedings were even broadcast on national radio.
We would have Kaffir corn queens, and they would build this beautiful display called Kaffirville, where they would take the remnants from the harvest and they would build little storefronts. And each township in the county had a storefront.
There were 3 days of parades, and the town would swell by several thousand people during that time.
It became very profitable for this area. We were able to build our courthouse that's on Central Street now and build it free and clear with Kaffir corn profits. So there was no bond issue. There was no tax levy or anything like that. They just paid cash, and it was right under $100,000.
The museum here still honors the Kaffir corn festivals of old, but the giant event of a century ago is gone. However, the courthouse remains, a testament to the thousands who came here to celebrate their miracle crop. Traveling the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.